All right, so welcome one and all to my first, hopefully, continual series on here for a podcast, and I'm going to be calling this thing probably Bars and Booze, because it's about hip-hop, and I fucking love drinks, so let's get on to it. So, I thought that a good first topic might be me discussing why all of a sudden I kind of switched my greatest of all time from Pharaoh Monch to LP, and a real big part of that was actually what Murs said on a recent video he did with Hip Hop DX, where he's talking about the most overused terms in hip hop, and he says that GOAT is one of the most overused terms, which is pretty damn true, but I kind of agree with him on a lot of the points that he made as to why some artists that are called the GOAT could never be, and I kind of applied that to my own standard of thinking, and I've realized that I fucking cat, get out of here, you piece of shit. I kind of realized that Monch doesn't really fit what I really, truly, deep down think should be classified as the GOAT. And comparing it to someone like LP, if you think about it, LP, you know, he started out with Company Flow, releasing one of, and my favorite, hip-hop albums of all time, which is Fun Crusher Plus, and that is an absolute gem. But he also went on to release really good solo work with Fantastic Damage, and Cancer for Cure is good, but not quite as good, a little bit of a falling back there. And then, over time, he created Def Jux, and he's considered to be one of the most influential producers of all time, especially for the underground. And also, there's a big problem that, comparing him to Monch, he actually created a duo with Killer Mike, Run the Jewels, and all of their work has been great, but not all of the Organized Confusion work was all that good, and Monch's solo stuff honestly wasn't that impressive. So when you take all those things into consideration, you kind of have to sit back and say, hey, you know, Monch is a really good artist, and he definitely deserves to be in the conversation, but because of the lackluster stuff that he did during his solo career, and admittedly the somewhat hit or miss tracks on a couple of the Organized Confusion albums, it just makes me have to say, you know, LP's the fucking GOAT.